This is John Wirt with the Creative Culture Report. The Baton Rouge Blues Festival, April 9th and 10th this year, has snagged a big blues star. Pointe Coupee Parish native Buddy Guy is among the great names in the festival's history. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and the winner of 6 Grammy Awards. You're damn right, I got the blues. John Kaufman is the Blues Fest programming chair.
Buddy has been on the Blues Fest wish list forever, as far as I know. He has been the elusive artist that we have not been able to land. But this year, all the pieces fell in place, and it all worked out.
In 2016, for the first time since 1994, the Blues Fest will be a 2-day event.
We had talked about it for the past few years. It's something we wanted to do, and it was just a matter of pulling the trigger and committing to it. I mean, it's a tough feat to pull off, being it's a free festival put on by volunteers, but in order to make this festival grow, we had to move to 2 days, and we had the talent to do it and the resources to book it.
Along with traditional blues, the lineup features such non-blues acts as the Rakers, a local rock band, and Tank and the Bangas, a New Orleans group that has roots in slam poetry.
We expanded because we believe that all those bands deserve a shot, and they all are influenced by the blues. They all have an appreciation of the blues and the history of the blues. And if you listen to their music, at the core, there's definite blues influences in it.
Guy is among 39 acts announced for this year's Blues Fest. Other performers include Walter Wolfman Washington from New Orleans, Southern Soul star Lattimore, classic swamp blues artist Lazy Lester, Kenny Neal and the Neal Family, and rising young star Adia Victoria. The festival is free, but VIP passes are available. You can get the blues April 9th and 10th in downtown Baton Rouge.